3.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Right. We're packing a lot in here today. Go for it.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you this week. You can email talk@beat102103.com. This email came in last night. It says, "Hi, Niall and show. You won't believe what happened to me this weekend. A childhood friend of mine was having a birthday party / barbecue for his 6-year-old and invited me over. Now, it was mostly adults at it. When it came to bringing the birthday cake out, I was sitting beside the birthday boy. As they were all singing happy birthday to you, I thought it'd be great crack to blow his candles out. Well, the child went crazy. Hysterical crying. A complete overreaction. He ran into the house and refused to come back out if I was still there. So my friend's missus came out and told me I had to leave. Thrown out of a kid's party. How ridiculous. I haven't messaged my friend since. I think most people would have got a laugh out of this if the child hadn't overreacted. I can't believe they humiliated me by asking me to leave. I don't think this friendship is what I thought it was. What do you think?"
Oh, God.
I shouldn't laugh.
Why did you do it? Like,
why
would you do that at a kid's party? Like, I'm sorry. As a parent, like, something like that in a kid's world is everything. Like, it's like, that's their moment, right? So I can understand completely that the kid overreacted. And you absolutely did the wrong thing. The parents possibly slightly overreacted as well, but maybe you should have just owned it and said, like, I messed up straight away. Did you apologise? Did you realise?
Like, I don't think so, because he's still adamant that this was great crack.
I don't think it was a great move on your part. Like, I just think you kind of, like, made a little bit of a mistake. Like, you're at a kid, like, it's funny in your head. Mm. It's one of those things that, like, you know, you thought, oh, this would be hilarious. But, like, children, you know, like, you kind of stole the thunder, and then the parents, like, were reacting to what happened. Now, I do think it's a bit dramatic to kick somebody. I wouldn't personally. Yeah. I'd probably be annoyed if you did it to Eve when she was 6.
Yeah,
do you know?
Yeah,
I'd be like, "Ah, Niall, what are you doing?" Like, well, I'm not going to ask you to leave. I'd make sure I would say, "Can you go and apologize?"
Yeah, I would have tried to sort out an apology, but I suppose if the child was that upset and, well, you know, wouldn't come out because he was there, they had to do something.
I mean, I think there's very much a, like, there's going to be a split opinion on this, because I think in hindsight you can light it again and you can go again and you can make a big massive fuss and, okay, we're going bigger with this one, and everybody really join in the celebration. So the parents could have diffused it maybe and, like, kind
of. But they were obviously annoyed with them too.
So but are you, like, are you a messer anyway, and then this just didn't land, and now, like, you questioning your friendship with them? Like, I think you have to look at it from their point of view as well, and why it seems like such a maybe an exaggeration of a response, but they were just thinking of their child. I genuinely, like, I think you did the wrong thing, and maybe they did as well for kicking it out. I don't think it needed to go this far. Do you know what I mean? I think it's just a few candles, and, like, you thought you were being funny and, like, whatever, but I don't think it's worth losing a friendship over. Do you know? No?
No, I agree with you, but I just think, like, he's like, you seem to be coming to us going, you're weighing up this friendship with them. They could very well be weighing up their friendship with you.
Yeah, I think if you did it and you realised straight away and you apologised straight away, they might not have kicked you out of the party. You're not giving us a sense that you felt any remorse. It's a kid's birthday party, and I know you might think this is ridiculous, but to them, it's a big deal. So I think you just have to realise that maybe you did that and you shouldn't have done it, and maybe own it a bit more.
Okay.
That's what I'd be
saying. Who listening right now thinks this is a great laugh? To blow out a child's candles in their face.
In theory, it's a great laugh, but you wouldn't do it. It's like something out of a movie. Do you know what I mean?
Give us your advice. 085-102-9103.
It's like something Adam Sandler would do. Yeah.
Brendan was just on to us. That guy is a beep and definitely not a parent. Anyone knows that a kid at a birthday party is tired and hyped up on sugar. They're like a live landmine. Any wrong move will set them off. He should call his friend and apologise straight away. And as punishment, he should have to blow out 100 candles. And I don't mean all at once. I mean, light one, blow it out. Light it again. Repeat.
There's not a huge amount of support for our emailer this morning. Amy said, "It sounds like he's a big child himself. Now he's throwing a strop like a big child. He should grow up."
Catherine, you obviously don't have a child. This is the child's moment and not yours. You took that away from a child and you are playing the victim. The parents are right to be annoyed. I don't agree with asking you to leave, but you do owe them an apology. You really need to see it from their point and the child's.
Rachel and Clonmel, "For my birthday, we had to light the candles 3 or 4 times so my kid and niece could blow out my candles. It's everything to them. That person should have known better."
And we found somebody who found it funny. Aidan said, "It is very funny. but probably missed the mark here.
Yeah, but we can appreciate that, like, it's funny if it's not real life. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The other side, the parents handle it badly by kicking them out and making it probably look very awkward. I wouldn't end the friendship, but I would give them a wide berth for quite a while.
The dust might need to settle a little bit. Lee, on what planet did that person think it was ever going to be a good idea? The cake is a huge thing for a child on their birthday. Probably even bigger when you're having a party at home and not at a kid's venue. They need to give their head a wobble. I mean, I do think, like, if you haven't properly apologised, I would strongly consider doing that and see how that is met.
Yeah.
Because if you make it right and you say sorry, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head. I don't know if you really have a right to be the one questioning the friendship after what's happened. Mm. Anyway, best of luck to you, and you've learned a very tough lesson. So yeah.
Don't mess with the child on their birthday, okay?